I'm just kidding. I think I mentioned Fatty in every single episode. It's like, and I know Fatty, like, he normally listens for his name and then pulls clips out for the beginning of his show. And I think, you know, he probably has so many clips with me mentioning his name, like every single episode of Geeky Gay, I'm mentioning his name. And so he's probably tired. His hands are tired from pulling all those clips.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
His hands are tired from...
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3304 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 6th of October, 2020. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, and I'm going to try to catch up on some voice letters. Big Fatty, still voice letters? Oh, yeah. Hello, tutors. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say toots day. Big Fatty, toots day. Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're tutors today. Y'all, as I had told you, I had made the Brussels sprouts, and I had an abnormally large portion, Big Fatty, of them for my supper on Sunday night, and I think that's why, Big Fatty, that's why you're a tutor. Yeah, because see, y'all, our census today is from that Francie. You know, she's the Ed McMahon of the Mr. Tim Kumal show. Y'all, she lives in the only time zone that matters. She's a listener, been listening for about half a dozen years. Big Fatty. Favorite segment is Axe Big Fatty. She says that we need to have more cowbell on the little show. Big Fatty, I didn't know we had a cowbell. I don't know. Y'all, she has called the voice letter number, never been to a Pride 48 event, and never used a special china. Big Fatty. And the last time she sharded herself, she says she can't remember. Now, Big Fatty, that does indicate that she has. She just doesn't remember when there was an announcement. Oh, we got a what cleanup on aisle 6? What cleanup? Lovely, calm, happy music. It's true. Y'all, before we go anywhere else, y'all, I'm sure you've heard the news by now that about the release from the El Hospitalo. Yes, because it's Mexican for El Hospitalo. It's true. And this person was discharged. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about discharging from El Hospitalo and was being sent home. Y'all, we wish Big Ricky a nice convalescence there in the Rogers Park area, and I'm sure he'll update us with how his new barometer is going. Big Fatty, they had that barometer surgery. It's true. So Big Ricky, we're sending you all our best. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, after I talk to you yesterday, y'all, I don't think I had recorded. Had I recorded the Little Fatty Cast before that? I don't remember if I did it before or after. But anyway, Little Fatty Cast was recorded, and it was released on Monday as well. And y'all, we kept going through it, and Vader's like, oh, there was something I was going to, oh, there was something I was going to say, I was going to talk about, oh, I don't remember, and y'all, it was just sad, it was just so sad, it was like, he was asking me if I like boiled peanuts just over and over and over again. It's just, y'all, it's just sad, but anyway, after that, I did have some more of my poke roast, and it's a very large serving of the Brussels sprouts. Y'all, I cooked them a little too long. I steamed them, and they're a little too. I like them a little crunchier than these, but they're delicious nonetheless. But y'all, then I watched some things on the TV machine. The sports ball was on, so I watched some of that, and then I watched the 60 Minutes, and y'all, it was real good, and and then y'all, I don't remember what I watched after that. I watched some more sports ball. And y'all, so then I was off to bed, and guess who was laying there waiting on me? Yes, Big Fatty, that damn Whitman Tinker, the sabbatical is over. It's true. So y'all, I tossed and turned and tossed and turned and turned and tossed, and I don't have any idea what time I finally went to bed or went to sleep, but I was awake and up and moving before 9 a.m. in the morning. Y'all got up, had my brufkas, and read the paper, and y'all, then I was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk, and y'all, I took a lot more pictures from the Gay Crema decorations here in Fat Acres, and y'all, I'm posting those every day at noon over there at the BFO. So go over there and take a look at them. Y'all, the one from I posted on Monday, y'all, that is the homosexuals home here in Fat Acres, that they always go over the top for the Gay Crema and the regular Crema. Yes, we Penny. Y'all, so I finished all that up, and I came back, and I got me a share, and y'all, I contacted the reservation system at Sadie's Shearing Services, and I was able to go over, and y'all, I've gotten the sides of the noggin all shaved down, and yes, Big Betty, and it looks lovely, just like Uncle Festus, or is it S. Uncle Fester? Yeah, it's Uncle Fester, not Festus. Festus was on, wasn't Festus on Gunsmoke? Bleh, Fatty, who the hell knows? But anyway, y'all, I have returned home here to the villa, and I don't know when it was. I think it was on Saturday evening, or it may have been Sunday morning. I don't remember. It was either Saturday or Sunday. Y'all, I ordered a new, what I did is I rinsed out my coffee machine, because you know you rinse out the basket and all that kind of stuff, but you know there's always some grounds and all here and there and all this kind of stuff. So I just gave it a good hosing out in the sink, and this thing fell out, and y'all, it's for it holds the filter that when you pour the water and the water gets filtered, so it makes the coffee taste. But y'all didn't even know that it was in there. So I said, well, you know, I'm going to go and look and see if I can buy those filters on that Lesbyterian delivery service. And y'all, they had them. And then I said, you know what? I've got a filter inside my Frigidaire. I'm going to go and see if I can I get it unscrewed it. And I went and what did I do? I went and found it on the Amazon also, and y'all, I ordered them, and you know, I don't have the Prime, I just get the free shipping, because I spend over $25, and y'all, it said, oh, it's going to be delivered on Friday. I said, well, that'll be fine. And y'all, then I woke up Monday morning and I said, oh, your package is on the way. It'll be delivered on Tuesday. And y'all, on my way home from Sadie's Shearing Services, I got a message. Your package has been delivered. Y'all, I mean, I got it in 2 days and I didn't have to pay for the Prime. Big Freddy, that's because you're such a cheap ass. But y'all, the new filter in the refrigerator, the old one, I guess it had gotten so clogged up or whatever. Y'all, I went to squirt some water into my cup and y'all, it came out like a fire hydrant. It was like young Nicholas's colon after he's had a Mexican food. Big Freddy Vulgar. And y'all, that pretty much was my day.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's Princess Hannah. I have yet another CVS receipt. All right, let's see. This time we got something. I don't know what it is. It's just listed as ACS Roundup. The Boy Genius went into CVS and this is what he came out with. I also got a large container of the Aquaphor healing ointment. And he got himself a bottle of Dove body wash because when you're an 18-year-old boy, you cannot have enough body wash or deodorant or expensive shampoo. But we paid, including tax, an even $17. And I saved $16.52 for a total savings of 50%. Please keep in mind that the Aquaphor alone was $22.79. And the body wash, for some unknown godly reason, was $9.79. Because I had, see, $5 off 15 your next purchase, $3 off of Aquaphor, $2 off of $8 or more of body wash, and then a 40% off one item coupon. And then what makes it even more fun is I have signed back up with Ibotta, and they gave me $4.50 credit towards that account because of this receipt. So I have rambled long enough, and I will call back tomorrow with a amazing Target receipt. Love you.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Princess Hama. And Princess Hama, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And quite the savings there that you had on the CVS receipt. Now, you mentioned the ACS Roundup, and I went and goggled it. And that was for the from the end of August through the end of September, the American Cancer. The American Cancer Society, you could round up your purchase to that's how you got the exact $17. They rounded it up and made that donation to the Cancer Society. Big Fatty!
Hello, just me. I thought of you because we are sitting here watching Dancing with the Tards right now because we're obligated to. Because Mrs. Northeast Straight Daddy's original husband, probably not original, right?
One of them.
One of her original husbands. AJ McLean is on, as you know, so we have to watch it. But yes, wanted to call today's episodes I listened to 3279 through 3287. Finally catching up. Should be caught up pretty soon. Today is September 14th. Other than that, just trying to think of what happened on the show. Nothing. Okay, love you.
See, y'all, that is my, of course, that is my Northeast stray, Jenny! Dan, thank you so much for that. Always loving to hear from you. And y'all, those shows were from the first 2 weeks in September, eh? And if he called on the 14th, then he was about caught up. So maybe he'll give us a final catch-up call soon. But Dan, so glad to know that you're sitting there with Mrs. Northeast Straight Mama, she's saying that the dancing guy is her was one of her first husbands, and you're sitting here telling Brady that you love him, Big Fatty. That's just poor Logan. He'll never have a chance.
My God, I've done it. I've finally done it. My life's work. Oh no, I've got a call coming in. I'm all caught up. 3288 and 3289. Today's September 15th. Love you.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Big Fatty, he's done it. It's true. He has done it. And Dan, congratulations. Congratulations for catching up. Now you can begin writing your book. Big Fatty, I didn't know he was writing a book, but he probably didn't know it either. Big Fatty, well, okay, if that's what you say. Congratulations, and I guess you're hearing this on October the 6th. You can see I'm beginning to catch up also. Big Fatty, will you ever catch up? Well, I got nothing. Y'all, I got an e-letter from the Goggle. You know, the Goggle bought out the Nest, and those are my cameras and thermostats and all that kind of stuff. And y'all, they're trying to get you to switch from your Nest account over to a Goggle account. And y'all, they're lowering the price of the, what do they call it? They call it the Nest Aware. You used to have to pay for each camera for it to record a 10-day cycle of it, and now you can do all your cameras and everything for one price, and y'all, it's cheaper than what I've been playing. Plus, they'll send you a Nest the Nest. You get a free, what is this thing called? It's a free Nest Mini, which is one of those little speaker things. And y'all, I don't know. I've not had one of those little speaker things. I don't know if how I feel about those. What do you think, huh? I guess a Big Fatty, I can tell you what I think. I think nobody would want to listen to you tooting the way you toot around this house through that speaker thing. They may call the hazardous waste disposal people. Well, it could be. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Cricket Hat. Gonna be recording But First with him. Cricket Hat, I know that you do your little daily show also. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, 5 minutes on double speed. And what? Anything you want to mention to folks?
His hands are tired from...
Oh, Big Fatty, he must be looking through your Nest cameras.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.